Hey, we're back. Thank you, Annette Flannoy. I'm Cliff Kelly. It is Friday, June 2nd, 1450 a.m., the Talk of Chicago, streaming live at www.wvon.com. More than pleased to have a gentleman on our live line who is doing something great. His name is Aaron Reed. He has been involved as a producer. This is interesting to me. When he's working with his family's undergarment business. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Glad to be on the show with you. You like that bikini underwear?
Yeah, absolutely. But then you opened your own years of age. You've managed some of the greatest successful rock groups, including the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane. Then you went on and had a partnership with Bette Midler. Lionel Hampton, you can go on and on and on. But now what you really, really have turned on about, Aaron Russo, your new documentary, America, Freedom to Fascism. And we want to welcome you to WVO.
I'm really terrific. Thank you for having me on the show. I've been waiting to do your show for a long time.
Well, listen, I certainly am. And about something that is so important.
Yes.
So important. What we are going to talk about, what Aaron Russo has done, a political documentary which exposes many of the governmental organizations that have abridged the freedoms of U.S. international premiere at the Cannes Film Festival and won a standing ovation. Great. Give us, if you will, Aaron, the thesis of this whole thing.
Well, the thesis of the whole thing was, I've been hearing for years that there was no law that required American citizens to support or to pay an income tax on their labor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been hearing that, and usually where there's smoke, there's fire. And I've been hearing rumors that there's no law that requires people to file. And can you please show me the statute that requires that of people, that they have to file this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And they were very. And I wasn't getting any kind of straight answers. So that really got my curiosity up. Why wouldn't they just show the, it's such a simple thing to do.
Right.
And so that really got my curiosity up. So I went to where there was going to be an organization called We the People who were filing a lawsuit against the IRS to have the IRS compelled to show them the law that requires this. And to making this movie, at one point, I started uncovering the true facts are, as I see them, that there is no law. What happened is that the in 1913, in America, from the time of the founding fathers, 1913, there was no tax on a person's labor except during the Civil War. To find out there were no taxes on your labor. And in 1913, the government fraudulently passed the 16th Amendment, which they said, and the concept was, of the founding fathers was that you own your life. You are private property to yourself. And your labor, you own your labor. If you own your life, and if you're going to give your labor to somebody, and somebody gives you something in return, whether it's dollars or food or whatever it may be, it's an exchange. It's not a profit. It's not a gain.
Mm-hmm.
Income has been defined by the Supreme Court as a corporate profit, a corporate gain, not labor. And so as I started getting deeper into this, and I realized the 16th Amendment was fraudulent and was never ratified by the states as it would have to be to become legal. And that it didn't really matter that it wasn't ratified,
mm-hmm.
because the Supreme Court in 19, the amendment supposedly passed the Supreme World War. But basically what happened was that, so I said to myself, wait a second, if the Supreme Court said that they can't do this,
mm-hmm.
well, that's the ultimate law of the land.
Right.
They can't do it. I mean, so I went to interview the IRS commissioner, and he didn't know I understood this information. And as I was questioning, he had all these Supreme Court decisions, and he got really flabbergasted. And he said to me, Supreme Court decisions are inapplicable to the IRS. Okay? Can you imagine? Can you imagine? So he admitted right then and there,
yeah.
that there is no, he can't show the law. So I went into court cases where the IRS wasn't able to show the law in the court case. So what they do is they get corrupt judges
right.
to come in and tell the jury, because they don't know any better most of the time, that you will follow the law as I give it to you. They never actually
right.
they know any better.
Right.
They don't know that they don't have to follow the instructions of a
That's true.
Jury's think, whatever the judge tells me I got to do.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Right.
Wrong. It's not the case at all. The jury has a right to not listen to a judge's instructions. It also has a right to do is proper or not. If they don't, if the jury, I'm glad you know about that.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was, when I discovered this, and I saw the commissioner had lied and said Supreme Court decisions, I said, you know, the U.S., it's it'd be great not to have to pay that tax because it doesn't go to do, it doesn't do anything for our country. It doesn't go to roads. It doesn't go to defense. You know, it just goes to pay interest
mm-hmm.
to the Federal Reserve. People don't understand.
I am so happy you've done this, Aaron Russo, because right from the beginning, you're right, to have the 16th Amendment to be legal. I mean, it passed because they couldn't get 38 votes. They couldn't get 38 states to ratify it.
Right, 75% of the states.
They never got
exactly
it.
Exactly right. They never got it.
Nope, they never got it. And let me tell you, I was with a group of people who were investigating this some years ago, and those tax protesters who want to bring that up, you know exactly.
Of course they do.
They end up in federal prison.
Well, some of them do.
Some have. The ones who, the guys who were really getting a lot of traction on this, and, you know, they told them to shut up, just like you're suggesting. They want people just to roll over and play dead. But these three guys refused to do so, all three of them. Now, they could have gotten out of it, but they refused to. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, they refused to. They stood by their guns, and I think, you know, they did less than a year and whatever. But they want to send the message, you know, don't let people know this, because you're absolutely correct. Not only didn't the 16th Amendment pass, but then, as you point out, the Supreme Court decisions, and I think you're bringing this up is just fantastic. I mean, about the response to the film when the people have seen it. That's got to make...
Oh, my gosh. It's huge. You can't believe what's happening. I mean, we got a review today, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And at a CBS major network, saying this film makes Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 9/11 look like it's the scariest film of the year. I mean, what an incredible review. As I started realizing, you know, they're putting people in jail for a law that doesn't exist.
Exactly.
It's like Russia. It's like the gulags.
That's right.
You know? And they cannot do that, and it must be stopped. And so I went ahead and kept, as I kept making the movie, I took it from the point of view as the tax issue. I care more about the police state coming to America
and
how the IRS of a bigger police state problem that we're facing.
Correct. Correct. Okay. I think you're absolutely right, and I commend you for that. Of the bigger problem, you'll take care of the IRS problem also.
Exactly,
right.
Cliff. Exactly.
Right.
So that in May 2008, Americans have to carry a national ID card.
Yeah.
That's with a reading device on it, which is going to be an RFID chip, which means radio frequency identification chip. And we get into the RFID chips that they want to start. They're starting to track you wherever you go, like a homing device in everybody.
Time zones away, Mr. Russo, and my phone changes by itself. I don't like it. They know where you are. Now, I've already said when they slap you on the butt when you're born, they're probably sticking a chip up your you-know-what-do.
Exactly.
Where they want to make it a law to put a chip in your dog, you know, which is great. This comes from the Katrina incident where so many pets were lost.
Right.
But I think that's all, you know, we're going to do this to all the people. You know, I really do.
That's what the whole immigration thing is about.
Yeah.
Now they're going to come out and know the Mexicans, right? And then they're going to want to put chips in every wall this is coming from. Nobody wants a chip, okay? Nobody wants to put that inside themselves. Well, George Bush is in office, or this one's in office. It's not about that. George Bush, or John Clinton, or Bill Clinton, or whoever you want to name, any one of them in office, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Because they're all controlled by the same people.
I was going to say that. They're not controlling anything. That's exactly right. But you reported it, which, as our guest says, he's telling us about the illegal IRS and the Federal Reserve System, and he is totally correct. The 16th Amendment was never ratified by the states. He mentions the Supreme Court decisions, and that's why this is such a fantastic gentleman. He's talking about the overall problem we have here. America, freedom to fascism. That's exactly where we're going if we don't change our ways.
You must shut down the Federal Reserve System. You see...
Yeah. Well, Aaron, I need you to hold a minute, okay?
Sure,
all right,
of course.
I need you to hold a minute. I also want you to take some calls when we come back. All right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Aaron Russo is on. This is WVON 1450 AM, The Talk of Chicago, streaming live at www.wvon.org. Now, get the latest in the traffic, the weather, and the news, and we'll be back with our illustrious guest. Stay with us. We'll be back. Annette, good morning.
news, weather, traffic, and information that matters on AM 1450 W.
Good morning, Cliff. Good morning, everyone. 8:32, a little haze, a little bit of sunshine, temperature starting. Our official daytime high around 76 degrees. I'm in Illinois in the WVON News Center. Now more reports in the news about John Stroger's health through a tube and needs constant care, though he is mentally aware. Also saying Stroger could be lifted into his bed from his wheelchair. Stroger was released from a two-day hospital stay yesterday. He says his family doctor, Democratic nominee for fourth term, there has been lots of speculation whether he'll be able to return to his job, but several people have said they're willing to step in, including his son, Chicago 8th Ward Alderman Todd Stroger. Now, Republican challenger, Cook County Commissioner Tony Perica says they'll replace Stroger if he can't serve. Double transplant surgery needed after 11-year-old Brandy Gorey received doctors at UIC Medical Center says Shanitha was a perfect donor match for her child. Initially, Illinois Public Aid turned down the Gorey family's request to pay for the rare operation. However, they stepped in and reversed the decision and granted the $300,000 needed for the transplant surgery. Calling it a drive-by shooting when one person is reported dead and another hospitalized after a car crashed on the Dan Ryan Expressway early this morning. Now, Chicago police say the car crashed through a fence and out Ryan near 95th Street, just at around, blocked off all lanes on the inbound Ryan. Snarling traffic this morning. News is brought to you by Dove. A woman's glow is beautiful, and now every woman can enhance her glow body lotion with skin brighteners. Visit Dove.com for your free sample while supplies. Getting to Chicago's weather, a little bit of haze, a little bit of sunshine, those gray skies giving way to that haze. Animated radar and satellite images, there is a northerly breeze blowing in. National Weather Service tells us temperature still holding at 62 at O'Hare, 65 at Midway, and 65 degrees along Chicago's lakefront. Weather. An affordable lifestyle community for adults 65 and older. For more information, call 773-4444. That's 773-471-4444. WVON News Time is 8:35. I'm in Illinois in the WVON News Center.
6 in the morning. Roland Martin at 10 in the midday. On Target, 10 p.m. nightly with John Jay. 3, The Hard Way. On AM 1450, WVON.
Makeup counter.
Yes, I'd like to have Ronald McDonald wake me up tomorrow morning so I can get any two biscuit sandwich.
Huh?
For my McWake-up call?
No, we sell makeup.
No McWake-up calls?
Sir, we don't do makeup counter.
Could you call me anyway?
Call 1-888-GO-MCWAKEUP from McDonald's. It'll get you up to enjoy any two delicious biscuit sandwiches for just $3. Limited time offer, prices and participation may vary. Ask for details. Service only. Must call from phone number where wish to be woken up.
In my mind, I envision delicately crunchy green leaf chicken, crisp snow peas, nestled next to tender edamame and sweet succulent mandarin oranges.
Check out Purvis Fan, your all-night blues man, at midnight nightly on AM 1450 WVON.
This is Dr. Terry Mason, Commissioner of the Department of Public Health, Prostate Cancer Awareness Project. Join me at the Capello Balcony College, 1900 West Van Buren, and see free PSA testing. For information, call 312-745-3832, 745-3837. The Prostate Cancer Awareness Project is committed. We need your commitment to get tested.
Funding for this project was made possible by funds received from the Illinois Department of Public Health Office of Health Promotion.
You're invited to a rousing performance at the Indigo Foundation's 11th Annual Gala. Cook, Dixon & Young live Saturday, June 24th at the City Opera House.
Hey, everybody! Let's have some
fun. Everything in between. Join us for a night to remember as we tribute to six outstanding leaders. James Compton, Representative Ron Hope Franklin, Kathy Hughes, Renetta McCann, and Roger F. Salter. A night of dazzling musical talent and recognition for some of the most impressive leaders in Chicago and around the country. For ticket information, call 312-264-6242, 264-6246, and your gala. Call for tickets today.
It's not too late to get that great model. The 40-year span of dairy owned DJ turned promoter, turned radio station owner, turned television host, turned Innsman himself, Purvis Spann. The 40-year span of WVON is available at these fine locations. Barnes & Noble, 1130 North State, Borders 2210 West 95th, Afrocentric Bookstore, 47th and King Drive, Afriware, 948 Lake Street, Oak Park, Booklet List 103rd, Walgreens, 87th and Ashland, DuSable Museum, 740 East 57th Lane, includes the Barnes & Nobles on Claiborne and Webster, and Underground Books, 1727 East, online at PurvisSpan.com. Enjoy your trip back down memory lane.
The struggle continues. Keep moving. Reach the mountaintop. Stay focused. The Cliff Kelly Show, only on AM 1450.
Coming up on 19 minutes before the hour, a little bit of hazy sunshine right now, 65 degrees at Midway, as we make our way well into the 70s today. Now, here's a reminder, there's a baseball 735, Sox in Texas. Avoid the Ryan. Take the CTA Red and Green Line trains. They stop at 35th Street. Now we go to WVON's Jerry Riles, who's standing by in the control room with Sox. Not going to do any better with the Rangers tonight.
Time out for a WVON sports break.
Rolling in some home cooking. I think Ozzie Ball will return to the South Side this weekend. Good morning, sports fans. Home cooking proved fatal for the White Sox last night. Jermaine Dye banged out two homers, one a two-run dinger, the other RBIs on the night. But on day opened up a weekend set against the Texas Rangers, John Garland is on the hill over at the Cell. The Cubs, they had the day off. They're down in St. Louis for a weekend clash against the Redbirds. Now, the Redbirds will be looking for a revenge after the Cubs left them earlier this season. The Sox, as we go back to them, they're 2.5 games. Why? Well, because the Yankees couldn't hold on. In the ninth inning, Kyle Farnsworth gave up a base hit single. For the victory there, they knock off the Yankees 7-6. In the NBA, the Mavs are one game away from moving on to the finals ever after their victory last night over the Suns, 117-101. Dirk Nowitzki pumped in 50 points in that win. Tonight, the Pistons, they'll try to avoid elimination when they face the Heat in game Miami. They lead the series 3-2. And that's a look at your WVON AM 1450 sports break. I'm Jerry Riles.
We're back. It is 8:14. I'm so pleased to have an outstanding guest on our live line. He is Mr. Aaron Russo. You heard me earlier state, been so successful all the time he's been on this team growing up and even in high school, promoting rock and roll shows. Then, as I mentioned, and he laughed about that, he was in his family's undergarment business. He did bikini underwear. He then ran nightclubs right here in Chicago, the Kinetic Playground, the music business. The gentleman has been successful. The Grateful Dead, The Who, Janis Joplin. He did all of that, managing them. But then, obviously with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd, teachers, that was Nick Nolte. Now, after all of that and more, because I'm not even mentioning all of the numerous awards and achievements, the Tonys, the Grammys, all of these things, but he's now writing, produced this film, which he has done, a documentary. He has been involved in politics. It's 96. He made a political video, mad as hell. He was asked to run for governor of Nevada, and he decided to do so. Running things didn't even consider him as a threat. They were shocked when he finished second with 30% out to sitting lieutenant governor. So he has been a candidate for presidency in the Libertarian. To say he's not somebody sitting on the outside, he knows what he's doing. And, Mr. Russo, I want to congratulate you for what you're doing now, because the whole point of what has to be done, one of my guests that I really to hold, because that's just about all you have out here, turns out that he appointed by Ronald Reagan, so you know what I thought, but his name is Peck, Ambassador Peck. He said the invasion was wrong, it's illegal, but the thing he said, which is what you are really pointing out, policy in the government we have in this country, because the American people are unknowing and uncaring. And I think the danger that you present to the people who are really running these things is the fact you're trying to educate the public.
I'm Republican, and it's all a bunch of nonsense, okay? The fact is that the bankers, the Federal Reserve System, control both parties.
Right.
And it doesn't matter which party you vote for, the same policies are going to be in effect. If Hillary Clinton was running for president and she won, you'd still be in the war in Iraq. The fact is that the bankers control both of them. See, what happened in 1913, the IRS, The reason the IRS was instituted, or the income tax was instituted, because that year the Congress gave these Federal Reserve bankers the right to print money for America.
Mm-hmm.
Up to that point, the government was able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the government printed money, there was no interest to pay on it. They needed it. Okay? And it was backed by gold. Then in 1913, and there was no interest to pay. And in 1913, they said, we're going to give this to the these private banking Fed. And now the United States government, when it wanted money, had to borrow it from these bankers.
I just want to say this one thing, and then you continue. The average person, and I know you know this, thinks that the Federal Reserve does not...
Exactly. It's not a government agency.
No.
It's a private bank.
Private,
it's no
yes.
Federal than right. Federal Express.
Right.
What happened is, in 1913, now the government needed to borrow money to now put a tax on the people's labor to pay the interest to these bankers. They took the money so these bankers could make more profits. And that's what the government did to the people. And the truth is, our government today is a disaster. And it doesn't matter whether it's Republicans or Democrats. They're liars. They're none of them. And it has to be fixed. And the only way to fix it is to shut down the Federal Reserve System, who's in office. So you can get people into office who are legitimate and honest and decent people, not career politicians who are bought and paid for because this bank has the ability to make money out of thin air. They make money out of thin air. They own everything. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say, when will the film be here?
The film will be in Chicago July 28th.
That's what I want to know. Okay.
It's called America, Freedom to Fascism. And go to the website. If you have,
mm-hmm.
you go to fascism.com.
Okay.
FreedomToFascism.com. Is tired to run to be the Treasury Secretary from Goldman Sachs is a really bad thing for this country. He's head of the Treasury, the head of the Federal Reserve. They're pushing for a one-world government without borders. That's why you have the immigration problems you have in the country today,
mm-hmm.
because between countries. What they wanted after 9/11 happened, if you were the president, Cliff, or I was, is protect the borders to make sure terrorists can't get in.
That's right.
That's what you would do.
That's right.
But they never did that.
No, they didn't.
Americans, you have to have ID cards, you have to get chipped, we have to search you everywhere you go, we have to put cameras up. It's about controlling the people.
You know what really worries me, Aaron Russo, is 9/11 was the best thing that could have happened. Sometimes I wonder, because we never hear anything about the person who really was involved in that, at least with Hussein, had nothing to do with 9/11. But if it had not been for Osama bin Laden, this guy would never...
9/11, there's a lot about 9/11 that nobody talks about.
That's true.
Not openly yet. There's a lot of questions. How did Building 7 fall down? There was no reason that Building 7 fell. Most people don't even know Building 7 did fall. Buildings that fell, not two. And the third building, the owner of the building, a guy named Larry Silverstein, said that the building was pulled, as if the fire department made the building come down. But we all know that if you're going to have a controlled demolition, it would take weeks to organize. You can't do it in 4 hours. No, I didn't get into 9/11.
You didn't get,
I got into
okay.
the Federal Reserve System,
yeah.
the IRS.
Well, but you ought to do something on Building 7, because most people don't know that. And Moore didn't do anything on that.
Remember something, this is only volume one.
Thank you so much.
This is volume one.
Hang on, a quick break and we'll come back for some calls, okay?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, Aaron Russo, we're so pleased to have him with us. Hollywood, just July 28th, we'll all be looking for it. Of course, the website, freedomtofascism.com. Stay with us. Let's go to Annette Flanoy and get a check on the traffic and the weather, and we'll be back. Stay with us. Annette?
A51, a little hay, a little sunshine right now, our daytime official hunt. I'm Annette Flanoy in the WVON News Center. A quick check on traffic right now. We're looking right now heavy from Foster to the Kennedy Expressway. Right now about a 23-minute trip there. No problem. Looking on the inbound Kennedy right now, heavy from right around Foster as you make your way to Belmont. Then again from Fuller to stop and go 41 minutes. And on the inbound Eisenhower right now, slow right around 9th as you make your way to Harlem. North-South Tollway to the Old Polish Drive, 38 minutes. When you're 28 minutes from the Tri-State Tollway, no problem at all from Harlem, just about 18 minutes there. And the inbound Bryan right now, traffic still Skyway. We're looking at about a 40-minute trip from 95th to downtown. Traffic is brought... Churchview, an affordable lifestyle community for adults 65 and older. For more information, call 773-471-4444. That's 1-4444. Turning to Chicago's weather, right now that thick cloud coverage, I know now forecasters say it's going to turn out to be a pretty high. Forecasters believe it may work its way here. But as for right now, lots of humidity in the atmosphere. Our official daytime high around 76 degrees. Right now, the National Weather Service tells us temperatures still holding steady this morning. 62 degrees at O'Hare, 65 humid, 65 degrees along Chicago's lakefront. It's 8:53. I'm Annette Flournoy in the WVON News Center.
Dalton, Cal City, the West Side, Bronzeville, Lansing, the Wild Hundreds, the governor of talk radio, Chicago Hoods. Mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on 1450 a.m. WVON.
Hey, we're back. I'm Cliff Kelly with Aaron Russo. And he.
Nice to talk to you, sir. What's your name?
Bill Doc Walls. First time I've seen the movie. Yeah. Fantastic. And it's a very powerful and riveting movie. It talks about what the government is trying to do, unlike 9/11, which talks about what the government did. We'll see that. Aaron, we'd like to host another premiere here in Chicago, or host another showing of the movie about a month ago, because Fred Smart held a premiere. It is a phenomenal, phenomenal movie. You did an outstanding job. I think the things that before is to give power, that takes
exactly.
power from the Congress, and has no oversight by the legislature. I think that that has to be something. That
well, you listen, Ben, I certainly will on the 28th, if not before.
And get churches involved in
yeah,
Chicago.
Yeah.
And get them organized to see what's going on. Because
well, I tell you, a lot of times we sponsor movies with ICE theaters here. So we'll have to thank you for holding. You're on WVON with Aaron Russo.
Oh, Cliff, Mr. Cliff Kelly, sir, I would like to say good morning to you and good morning to the family. You know, Cliff, you are a lifesaver, brother, I tell you. Because it is a blessing for you to have Mr. Russo on your program this morning. I remember back in 1995 when Minister Farrakhan talked about the international bankers, the Rothschild family, the set up the whole Federal Reserve System through Paul Warburg.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Mandel House with Woodrow Wilson and the creation
That's right.
of the federal,
yeah.
Graduated income tax. And again, to add on to your guest, there is no law in the federal government that says we have to pay into the federal income tax system. One of the things was a book by an author. He's deceased now. His name was Gary Allen. And he had a book out, came out in the early 90s called The Conspiracy. And Minister Farrakhan talked about the book, and it talked about the international bankers. So I decided I read the book, and everything became so
crystal clear. And
I mean,
thank you so much. I want to get in one more caller.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate
yep.
your call.
Sir, God bless you for knowing Omar.
Absolutely. Well, we got a great order.
Here
yes?
I can ask a question. I'll take the answer off the air.
Mm-hmm.
On surgeons on seizures, on IRS seizures, mm-hmm. that they can only seize property or business from people only that live in the District of Columbia and people that work for the federal government.
And it's actually true because they can only tax federal employees.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, does attorneys here in America and accountants here in America know this?
I speak for every accountant, every attorney. It doesn't matter. Let me explain something to you. It doesn't matter what they know, because what the IRS does, they do by force.
Yeah.
Because they have money. Everybody's scared of them. Everybody does it because they're
That's absolutely right. Ken, thank you so much. Aaron Russo, you've heard it. We didn't get to all the calls. We got a bunch of people that want to talk to you. We'll have to have you back. When are you going to be in Chicago? Do you have any idea?
Sometime in July. I'm not exact. I'm in Germany right now at the moment, as you
yeah.
probably know.
Right, yeah. And I hope you're doing well.
Right. I'm doing great. Okay. Everything's in between. I love being on your show. What we have to do is stop polarization of America. Stop being Republican. We can all live our lives as we choose, and stop these damn bankers from controlling the government and our lives.
Either
the people are going to control the government, or the bankers are, and it better come back to the people.
You're great, Cousin. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Thank you, and God bless you.
And you also, Aaron Russo. Doing some great work. Stay with us. Let's go now to Annette at 8:59 and get the latest.